Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
When you just look at the collective over these last few weeks for the defense, is it execution, scheme, is it coaching? What in your mind is the biggest issue there?
Yeah, I wish I could have one thing, because I would say, okay, it's that. And so I think you probably heard me say it over the last year and a half, execution is players and coaches. And so that's what we'll dial into to find, are we putting the guys in the right spot? Are we, you know, digging into the right locations? Like, as a coach, you always look, all right, what's the right amount, what's too much? So we got a lot to look into. You know, to have an extra day to go, a good bit of it's going to be about us before we even begin our preparation on Kansas City. 8 days from now, we got a lot of things to improve upon. And that's also why I said it at the beginning, that the injuries are not the reason we lost, you know. If you don't give yourself a real shot at things to play it right, it just, you know, you can't give yourself a good game doing that.
Yeah, he's right about yesterday's game. The injuries were a part of what was going on offensively. You saw what Dallas did, right? They loaded the box. They played man coverage more than they played any time this year because they felt they could against Washington's, you know, group of receivers that didn't include anybody that was a legitimate threat, or at least they didn't think so. But the other part of the answer, and I want to play everything that Dan Quinn said in answering multiple questions about the defense yesterday and potential changes, because his first answer that we're going to look at everything was obviously one where everybody perked up and said, what does that mean? We may find out later today. His press conference, I think, scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. Chris will have it on his show. Is that what time it's scheduled for, Max?
Yeah, usually Mondays are 3:30 on Zoom.
Yeah. All right, let's get to my game take. All right, if you want, in about 20 minutes, you can start loading up on the phone lines. You can start calling in. I know how many of you want to vent. This is one of those days, you know, it wasn't just a loss. It was a blowout loss. It was a blowout loss to a team that we hate to lose to. And it included another injury to the starting quarterback on a day which he was far from his best to begin with. And then it happened on a day in which the defense, for a second straight game, and really for a fourth time this year, was abysmal. And the coach suggested afterwards, as it related to the defense, he's going to look at everything. So there's a lot going on here. It's busy, you know? I mean, 5-2 is kind of boring, like we had last year. Kidding. All right, game take. What I liked, didn't like, and a few other observations. So I liked Daron Payne in the game. Man, he is feast or famine, isn't he? In his career here, he gives you those games and those plays in which you're like, why don't you do that every week on every play? The man had a tackle for a safety and three as a defensive tackle tipped passes. He had multiple pressures in the game, even though he was not credited with a sack. There was one play where he absolutely destroyed the interior offensive line and was right there, and Prescott put one up so early. Prescott was so good yesterday. Put one up so early, and of course on the other end of the pass was a George Pickens for a wide open first down with number two somewhere in the picture. Actually, number two was in the picture a lot. Just wasn't able to make the plays more often than not. Daron Payne, look, it's one of those things where when you get into the all 22 and they grade it, there may be 10 plays that he took off and he'll end up with a poor grade. But man, he was noticeable many, many more times yesterday for excellence rather than non-excellence. Interesting that I will have a couple of defensive players on this list of things that I thought were good in a game in which the defense overall was, you know, porous once again. On the list of things that were good, Tress Way. I mean, let's face it. We knew going into this game, they're going to score, and they're going to score a lot. So you got to match them. And so they win the toss. They take the ball because they're like, we're going to get the first lead. You know, we're going to jump out rather than letting you jump out against our bad defense. And they're up 7-0, and Washington goes 3-and-out on their first series. I got a problem with that series, and I'll talk about it, because there was an 8-yard first down run. 2nd-and-2, you should end up moving the sticks. But we'll get to that in a moment. But the big play was the Tress Way punt down to the 1-yard line. And then what a play by Percy Butler to keep that thing at the 1-yard line, really inside the one, allowing for that next play, which was the Daron Payne safety. And all of a sudden, instead of them taking over, let's say, at the 20, because of a touchback, and then going down the field and making it 14-0 or 10-0. It's 7-2. You get the ball back. You go down the field 65 yards and score a touchdown, and you're up 8-7, even though I think the score should have been 9-7. I'll get to that as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Tress Way is on the list of things that I liked. Percy Butler, for the same reason, but even more. Percy Butler had great punt coverage. And again, the punt coverage overall was outstanding in the game. The kickoff coverage, not so great. The punt coverage was great. Percy Butler stood out with his special teams play. I'm focused on special teams here on a day like yesterday. Tress Way, Percy Butler. Let me add to that, Luke McCaffrey on kickoff returns. He had a couple that weren't great, and he was below his outstanding second-best league average, but he had a 41-yarder. He had a 37-yarder. Luke McCaffrey's really good as a kickoff returner. He's fearless. He's quick. He's fast. He's got great vision. You know, keep kicking it to number 11. He did take that big, you know, trying to leap over the would-be tackler and took that big shot at the end of the first half. But Luke McCaffrey is seemingly on this list of things that I like every single week as a kickoff returner. Jeremy McNichols is on the list of things that I liked from this game. That 19-yard run on that drive at the end of the first half, wow. Two broken tackles. I mean, how many tackles is he going to break this year in a limited number of carries? I mean, he broke four or five on that 60-yard run against the Raiders. And on this particular play, not only does he break two tackles, but the last one, you know, should have brought him to the ground, but he's able to keep, amazingly, his balance, stay upright, and make it a 19-yard run. He only had four touches in the game, two runs, two catches. He totaled 45 yards on those four touches, so over 10 yards per touch. And I am sure that Jeremy McNichols probably gets some credit for pass protection because he does that well. Jeremy McNichols on the list of things that I liked. Robbie Chosen, they picked him up off the scrap heap not that long ago. You know, longtime NFL veteran. I think I remember him mostly from his days as a New York Jet. And he got, you know, his first action of the season. He was targeted four times. He made four catches for 36 yards. He also drew two pass interference penalties. Only one of them was called, though. Actually, the one that got called probably shouldn't have been called. It was a 4th-and-8 throw from Mariota that was not necessarily a great thrower on time, and I didn't think that was really PI. But the one in which they had the free play on the offsides on the final drive of the first half, and Jaden took the deep shot knowing that he had nothing to lose, how the hell is that not defensive pass interference? That gets called 98 times out of 100. It was so egregious. I actually had a problem with a lot of the calls in the game. Not that they made or would have made a difference, but it seemed like Washington was on the wrong end of many of them. I've got a list, and I'll get to that in a little bit. I put Frankie Louvu and Jacob Martin on this list. I thought Jacob Martin, look, I think he's good in pass pressure. He's quick. He's lean. He got credited for a half a sack, but he actually almost had another one. Dak got it back to the line of scrimmage or just beyond the line of scrimmage, so that counts as a rush, not a sack. But it was his pressure and him taking Dak down on that one-yard gain just beyond the line of scrimmage. And Louvu must have had two or three TFLs. Where is he in the box score for yesterday? One on Javonte Williams, one on Jaden Blue. Two TFLs in the game for Frankie Louvu. That's the list of things that I liked. Not much more. The list of things that were not good when I come back. It's long. I'll get to it, and in about 15 minutes you can start getting onto the phone lines. Kevin Sheehan Show. The Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.